So let's go on and hear about your 63-year-old lady.
Oh, yeah. So this has been quite a long journey with her. So we started this about, not quite four, 3.5 years ago. So at the time, she was 63 years old. And initial diagnosis was stage 4 disease. So she had a disease involving mediastinum. She also had 3 small brain metastases at the time. So we debated of how aggressive we approach her initially. So even though she has 3 brain mets, we still went ahead, had SRS to the brain mets, then had a concurrent chemo radiation for her local regional disease in the chest. Later on, so I think about a year later, she had a progression, bone progression. We did a re-biopsy of that bone lesion. At the time, PD-L1 was 0. So despite being that, because she had only, at the time, she only had that bone lesion. So PD-L1 was 0, and we were trying to decide something maybe gentle and not as aggressive. So with the immune therapy, that we actually did give her immune therapy. We gave her pembrolizumab, single agent, at that time, just to see how she's going to respond, because really, she has no other sites of disease. So she got 2 doses, then she developed profound fatigue. And I was in the workup for figure out why she's so tired. You know, her thyroid function was fine, cortisol level was fine, sugar was fine. Then we did an echocardiogram. Her ejection fraction came back about 20%. So we decided she had immune therapy-related cardiomyopathy. So we aborted immune therapy, gave her high-dose steroid, reversed that.
Before you go on, can we just backtrack into a few of these points? It's a really interesting case. So first I want to ask you, Lior, what you think about the initial management using chemo radiation in the face of brain mets?
Yeah, so, you know, we saw 2 different patients today who presented with sort of lung mets, mediastinal node, and this patient had 3 brain mets, the other patient had 1 brain met. And the definition of oligometastatic disease continues to expand. And so for this patient, it was reasonable to do stereotactic radiation to those 3 brain mets and then try to do concurrent chemo radiation. Back in 2015, we didn't have as many options for these patients. Now, if we saw this patient with 3 brain mets, we might have done stereotactic radiation and then done something like carbopemetrexed pembro, because in 2019, you have slightly different therapeutic options for those patients. But the treatment of localized or oligometastatic disease, it was very reasonable to do SRS and concurrent chemo radiation and observe the patient. And clearly she did well for 18 or 17 months after that treatment approach.